Darkness is not an affirmative force. It simply reoccupies the space vacated by the light.
This is the Hamilton Corner on American Family Radio.
It should be uncomfortable for a believer to live as a hypocrite.
Delivering people out of the bondage of mainstream media
and the philosophies of this world.
God has called you and me to be his ambassadors, even in this dark moment. Let's not miss our moment.
And now, the Hamilton Corner.
And in for Abraham Hamilton III is Bishop E.W. Jackson. Great to be with you again today. Hope that you are having a wonderful day today. Let me begin by acknowledging the death of a statesman. Not particularly my cup of tea, by the way. I won't say anything's disparaging, but not particularly my cup of tea. So I was not a fan of Senator Graham. But a lot of people were. And there's no question that he served this country to the very best of his ability and served the Air Force for many years. And that's certainly commendable. And of course, he has loved ones who are mourning his passing, frankly, unexpected and rather young passing based on the lifespans we enjoy today. But he has gone home. He has gone on to his reward, shall we say. And I do want to acknowledge that. Now, I want to talk today, though, about Anthony Fauci. And in the last segment of the program, I want to open it up for your questions and comments, because I really want to know what you all are thinking. And one of the things, of course, I'm curious to know is, do you think that Anthony Fauci ought to pay a price? Because, folks, I really believe that Anthony Fauci is one of the greatest villains our country has ever had to endure. I really do. I think the man is a megalomaniac. And I think that, frankly, in a position of authority such as he had, he's dangerous. Now, I don't know how many of you read The Real Anthony Fauci by Robert F. Kennedy. I read the book, and I'll tell you, it is an eye-opening tome. And nobody can read that book and say, oh, he just made up a bunch of stuff. I mean, Robert Kennedy documents that book with facts and figures and information. You cannot doubt that Anthony Fauci is an evil figure who has basically sold himself to the pharmaceutical companies. He killed a bunch of people with AIDS, with that AZT drug, which was known to be deadly, and he kept pushing it because the pharmaceutical companies wanted to push it. And he did the same thing with this so-called vaccination, this shot. shot was really the right way to speak of it, too, because it was really the equivalent for many people of being shot. In fact, did you hear that he himself had a myocardial infarction about 6 months after he had the shot? But guess what? He never revealed that to the public. That was kept secret. Because he was busy telling people, you know, the shot is the panacea. You take this and you won't have any problem getting AIDS and there won't be any issue and you're going to be safe and all of that. Well, folks, my wife and I had AIDS. I think it was November of 21, might have been 22, but I think it was 21. But we had, I say AIDS, Lord have mercy, forgive me. My wife was talking about AIDS first, what he did with AIDS. My wife and I had COVID. No, never had AIDS, folks. My wife and I had COVID in November. I think it was November 21. We had, I would consider it to be a fairly mild case of it. We didn't really have any breathing problems. We didn't have any real respiratory problems. We quarantined ourselves. And when it was over, we went back to business as usual. We never had another case of it. We never had the shot. We took some hydrochloroquine, actually. Took some hydrochloroquine. We started supplementing ourselves with some zinc. And I think there might have been one other thing that was recommended that you take with that, you know, sort of over-the-counter supplement. And we started doing that. But we never got sick again, ever. Now, we had relatives who got the shot and got COVID two or three times and got it bad. So he just flat out lied to people when he said that, you know, you take the shot and you will be fine. You don't get it, bad things are going to happen, you know. Now, I can tell you that I got kicked off of YouTube three times. And one of those times, at least once, I think it might have been twice, but one of those times I got kicked off because I mentioned natural immunity as something that was not being adequately taken into consideration. I mean, these people actually were acting like there was no such thing when it came to COVID. No such thing. It works for everything. For everything else, it works, but not for COVID. No. You can't expect natural immunity to help you. Well, it helped me and my wife. Helped us just fine. And we were in our 60s, you know, that age group that was supposed to be at risk. We did not get the shot. We had COVID. We, you know, weathered that. Now, I realize it affected some people pretty badly. I mean, I told you all, because I asked you all to pray for my son. He got pneumonia when he got COVID, and that was a pretty bad combination, a very dangerous combination. And of course, I know some people had bad experiences with it. But I think that was really the exception, not the rule, for the most part. But look, all the bad things that happened during COVID, you can lay them all at the feet of Anthony Fauci, because, first of all, in pushing this thing as if it were a panacea, he lied. In telling people that ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine are bad, you don't take those, don't take those, they won't do you any good, he lied. In basically refusing to even talk about natural immunity, he lied. In suggesting that the 6-foot distancing was going to help slow the curve, he lied. There was absolutely no science behind that whatsoever. That was just a rabbit they pulled out of their hat. In telling people that staying indoors was going to make things better, they lied. I mean, they weren't doing science. And I can remember people saying to me, you know, the science is the science, but the science is the science. And I would say, yeah, but the science is not the science when you've got a bunch of ideologues who've got an agenda. And they'll pollute the science in order to achieve their agenda. And talk about a case of that this was the absolute poster child for that. This wasn't about COVID. That whole thing wasn't about COVID. You know what folks, now I'm going to draw a line here that you may find a little bit attenuated, but you think about it a little bit, and maybe you can comment on it too when I start taking calls. I think COVID really contributed, I would say COVID and Obama, contributed to the rise of socialism that we're seeing in our country right now. You know why? Because I think COVID tested the boundaries. They used it to test the boundaries. What will the American people go for? How much control will they put up with? How much government intrusion will they put up with? How quickly will they bow to orders? And I tell you, I think they found out, except for a few of us, most people went along pretty quickly. I won't mention the name because I don't want to slander anybody, but a very, very prominent preacher and one who is conservative, at least has that reputation, brought a COVID clinic into his church, told the people that they had to get the shot, and that was a responsible thing for a Christian to do. And just, there were a whole lot of people, a whole lot of preachers, and even a whole lot of Christians who just went along. Now, thank God, a few of us, and I would say many of you who listen to this station, probably already had your antenna up, and we just drove it up further by raising logical questions. I mean, so let's just start from the beginning, the origin. You notice Fauci was quick to debunk the notion that this could have come from the Wuhan lab. You know why? Because Fauci was in part responsible for funding research at the Wuhan lab. And I know the first time I read Fauci saying the scientists at the Wuhan lab are reputable scientists, I thought, well, is he stupid? Or, well, maybe three choices. Is he stupid? Is he that naive? Or is he just a traitor? Because folks, the notion that these are independent scientists who are just doing science rather than the minions of Xi Jinping is just, again, I don't know what's worse. Just rank stupidity and naivete, or you're just a flat out traitor and you're basically an apologist for the brutal dictatorial communist Chinese. They're reputable scientists. Give me a break. There's no such thing. Not in communist China. You might be reputable to Xi Jinping, but what that means is you do what you are told. And he's basically, but of course he was really defending himself because he didn't want anybody putting it together that to the extent that whole thing could have, in fact, in my view, was a biological attack, a warfare attack against the United States of America. To the extent that it was that, he helped finance it. And by the way, I would say this. I don't know that they went into the lab trying to create a biological weapon. Maybe. Maybe they did. I wouldn't put it past them. I wouldn't say, oh, no, that would never happen. Not for these reputable scientists. I wouldn't be, that'd make me as stupid as Fauci is or as traitorous as he is. But I'd say, however it got developed, they intentionally unleashed it. I will believe that until I arrive in heaven and the Lord disabuses me of that notion. I will believe that. I believe they intentionally unleashed it. And we know that because the thing broke out in Wuhan. They knew it was breaking out. And they put people on airplanes to fly them to the United States of America, particularly, and other places in the world. I think they were testing the world to see what would it take to bring societies down? What would it take to cause societies to buckle? And I think they were looking at the United States of America and watching us very closely to see how we were going to respond. You know, folks, I don't have a percentage, but I'd say perhaps not 10% of us, maybe 10% of us said no. Said, no, we're not taking the shot. No, we're not buying into all this stuff, the masking and the distancing. And no, and we're not staying away from church. No. Most people just say, oh, you know, okay. I mean, signs on doors. Do not enter without a mask. It's the law. And I would say to people, that's not the law. Well, yes, it's the law. The governor said, well, because the governor says something, doesn't make it law. Unless the legislature has specifically passed a law giving the governor authority to do these things. And even then, that might be unconstitutional. But let's assume that they did. Without that, it is not law. It is simply an opinion. Because unless you work for the governor, you're an employee with the state. What the governor says is not your, that's not an order to you. The governor doesn't get to order you and me around. We're not his minions. We don't work for him. Yes. The famous Anthony Fauci, as he wrote in his diary, I'm the most famous person in the country. Yeah, the most infamous. This is Bishop E.W. Jackson in for Abraham Hamilton III here on the Hamilton Corner. Stand by. Back in a moment.
A Discipleship Minute with Joseph Parker.
Proverbs 31 is a chapter that's unique in a number of ways. It's largely what a young man, a young king, remembered that his mother taught him. And you know, sometimes if you're reading this passage, you just might miss that. But remember this, this young man remembered a lot of things his mother taught him. It's so important to understand parents, our children are listening. They're listening and learning from you every single day. You know, often the devil will try to tell you your children aren't listening to you. And parents sometimes will say, my children don't listen to me. Parents, they are listening. They're listening sometimes when you want them to, and they're listening sometimes when you don't want them to. They're picking up on things you didn't mean for them to hear because they are listening. So may we as parents and grandparents make the most of our time of teaching, training, guiding, and molding our children. Yes, they are listening.
Shining light into the darkness. This is the Hamilton Corner on American Family Radio.
And this is E.W. Jackson in for Abraham Hamilton III here on the Hamilton Corner. I think that Anthony Fauci should be investigated, A, for what lies he told to Congress, to the American people. Now, lying to the American people is not a crime, but lying to Congress is. I think he needs to be investigated to determine what lies he told both to the American people for our benefit and to Congress for the sake of whether there should be a criminal referral to the now he's been. And by the way, this is another travesty. I've never even heard of this. Now, maybe it's happened before. A pre-pardon. Well, actually, I guess Gerald Ford pardoned Richard Nixon. That's the only time I've actually heard of a pre-pardon. And remember, Biden did this en masse. I mean, he did this for a bunch of people, and Anthony Fauci was one of them. Why in the world would you need to pardon Anthony Fauci when he hadn't been charged with anything? Because Biden probably knew that Anthony Fauci had engaged in illegal activity. So first of all, the lies he told. Secondly, his relationship with the Wuhan lab or with Communist China in any way. I'd love to know whether through Bill Gates, perhaps, or others, he was in any way consorting with the Communist Chinese. See, I'm very serious about that. I think his rather irrational defense. Now, again, now maybe he was just protecting his own rear end. But I think his irrational defense of the Wuhan laboratory deserves looking into, at the very least. And then thirdly, I think he needs to be investigated to find out in what ways he benefited financially. You know, folks, he ain't hurting financially. You know that, right? I mean, Anthony Fauci was making more than the president of the United States. He was the highest paid government employee in the nation. Did you realize that? While he was in that role of I forget what alphabet thing he was doing. It'll come to me. But he was the highest paid employee in the nation, making more than the president of the United States. His retirement is hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. His retirement. I mean, he is the consummate bureaucrat. But, you know, we also had the system, which I don't know whether this President Trump has done away with this, but the system where if you're working for the regulatory agencies that oversee pharmaceuticals and you are involved in research that produces any kind of drug, you get to own royalties in that. Which is, to me, kind of weird. Because if you're working for a company, for most of the time, you're working for a company and you're doing research, or you're working for a company, you're producing any kind of work product, the work product belongs to the company, not to you. If you want to do that on your own, then it would belong to you. But if you're doing it for someone else, it belongs to them. But this is one of those weird situations where these scientists actually get royalties in the pharmaceutical companies or from pharmaceutical companies that would put these drugs to market. Now, I remember, I forget how many millions of dollars were going to various scientists who were working for the United States government doing this research for our government. But I thought, boy, that is a truly weird situation because, of course, it's a conflict of interest because you have a reason to push these drugs because you're personally benefiting from them when you should really be looking at them objectively and researching them objectively to determine whether or not these drugs are indeed efficacious. It was the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. That's what it was. The National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. But, you know, in that role, Anthony Fauci was a kingpin. By the way, you know, my podcast will be posting tomorrow. And I said some jokingly on my podcast, you know, Anthony Fauci, his family comes from Sicily and I think Calabrese. So he's got some Sicilian in him. I said, well, maybe he's got fantasies of being the godfather or something. I don't know. But clearly the guy is a megalomaniac because who in the world has a giant mural of himself in front of his desk to stare at while he works? I don't think I've ever met anybody who does that. I don't think I've even met anybody who's got a portrait of themselves on their own desk. I don't. You might have a portrait of somebody else that you love, your wife, your children, something like that. But yourself? This guy's got I think he's got more than one on the walls of his apartment or condo, wherever he's living. So he could look at the person he most admires, Anthony Fauci. Now, you know, there's something wrong with that, folks. I mean, really, you know, that's not criminal, but it says something about the mindset of a person who does that. I mean, that's bizarre. I mean, and I wonder who had those made. You think somebody made them and presented them to him as a gift? I mean, that would be a weird gift, wouldn't it? You present somebody a gift of a giant photograph of themselves. Here, put this up to stare at. Oh, this is great. Exactly what I want. So this guy clearly, and of course we're now finding out, and that's what they're going to start talking to him, really interrogating him in the United States Congress tomorrow. And one of the things they're going to be dealing with is his diaries, which have now been revealed. In which he talked about himself being the most famous person in the world and in America. And you know, all the celebrities want to talk to me and all the news shows want to talk to me. I mean, this guy, wow. Wow. He's not writing in his diary, I want to help people. I see people sick. We're doing everything we can. No, he's writing in his diary about all the admiration that is pouring out for Anthony Fauci. I'm the most famous person in the country. You can't turn on the news without seeing something about me. Yeah, well, now the most infamous, frankly. And here is my view, folks. Let's not forget the debunking of ivermectin, the debunking of hydrochloroquine and all of that. Let's not forget, I mean, how many people lost their lives because something that could have helped them was not available to them at hospitals because he debunked it. You know, you couldn't get that medicine at a hospital and a doctor wouldn't prescribe it to you because they were afraid they might lose their license. And thank God for a few brave doctors who jumped into it and said, no, we're going to make this available to patients. I took hydrochloroquine, and my wife did too. And I said, we had a fairly mild case of of COVID. We didn't have any respiratory problems. We had some of the, I suppose, the usual symptoms, but frankly, I don't remember being particularly uncomfortable. I mean, I know that I did test positive for it, but I don't remember being particularly uncomfortable during the 2-week quarantine. My wife either. And we did take a hydroxychloroquine during that time. But he was telling people, you'll die taking that stuff. And it's amazing. The media just bought into it completely. That's another way to get kicked off if you had any kind of podcast or doing any kind of social media. Push those drugs, either hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, and your goose was cooked. You're being irresponsible. You're promoting something that'll kill people. I mean, the lies were just palpable. Why? Because they were promoting the shot. Billions upon billions of dollars being spent to promote this thing to the public. I want to know to what extent he benefited. Without evidence, I have a hard time believing that he didn't. So I believe that there ought to be an investigation. And if criminality is found, now remember, he's been pardoned on federal crimes, but not on state crimes. And there's some discussion that it might be that Florida and maybe some other enterprising state attorneys general will take a hard look at this. And if they find that they had patients who died, I mean, think about all the people who died up in New York who piled into nursing homes, trying to basically segregate them and quarantine them, and ended up with people just dying. Think of all the people who died alone, all the families who couldn't get to their loved ones because their loved ones were locked away from them, which I thought that was criminal. Criminal. No, you can't see your loved one. You can't come into the hospital. You can't come into the nursing home. I mean, no wonder so many people died. You cut them off from their loved ones. You cut them off from their lifeline. And then you're shocked that they died. Think of all the cases we were told were COVID cases because somebody died in an automobile accident or somebody died in some other kind of event. And because they tested positive for COVID, it was called a COVID death. Because there was money being paid to the hospitals and medical institutions for every COVID. I mean, this thing is just rife with corruption. And I'll tell you something, folks. I really believe this. If Anthony Fauci has done what I believe he's done, and the evidence can be garnered, and he goes to trial in the state court, perhaps, and is found guilty, he ought to go to jail. I mean, I said before President Biden pardoned him, that he ought to go to jail. That they ought to slap the cuffs on Anthony Fauci and put him away. Because I think with all of the, I am science. You remember that one? I represent science. These other people, I don't know what they represent. Yeah, he represented science already. He represented a far left socialist, Marxist, weird, elitist attitude toward everything and everybody. You know his favorite talk show host? Well, I'm not talk show host, but his favorite news anchor was then, Rachel Maddow. Yeah, he said so. He just loved watching Rachel Maddow. I mean, that's who he chose. Just an absolutely confused lesbian who, she couldn't give me directions across the street. I don't think I've ever tuned in to watch her other than somebody using a clip from some dumb thing that she said, because she's got nothing to say to me, but she was Anthony Fauci's favorite. That tells you all you need to know, doesn't it? And he was all caught up in, I have Sean Penn. Well, Sean Penn was celebrating Hugo Chavez down in Venezuela as the best thing that happened since sliced bread. He was celebrating him, and Hugo Chavez was leading Venezuela off the cliff. It's a basket case now, primarily because of Hugo Chavez's leadership. before Maduro took over and finished pushing it off the cliff, Hugo Chavez gave it a running start. And Sean Penn and Danny Glover and some of these other celebrities just now, oh, Hugo Chavez, he's just wonderful. He's just great. And these same celebrities are the celebrities who had so admired Anthony Fauci. Oh, he's just wonderful. You know, folks, I've said, if you want to ask the question, could tyranny ever come to the United States of America? Just look at COVID and look at Anthony Fauci and look at the willingness of people to deify a human being and basically just kind of do anything he said and believe anything he said. Now, people might accuse those who voted for and support President Trump of the same thing. But first of all, we Christians, certainly, we don't deify President Trump. We like him. We support him. I do. And I think he's doing a great job. I don't agree with everything he says. And I say it's not really what he says anyway. It's really what he does. But these people, I mean, Anthony Fauci said, you got to wear a mask. And then people would look at you if you didn't wear a mask. And say, are you trying to kill people? I mean, people would just get beside themselves. And now we know that was the mask was it was a ruse. It did nothing. The social distancing did nothing. But we were told this was the key. You empty out the churches because you can't have more than 10 people in a room. And basically killed the economy, killed the education of a bunch of kids. In fact, some say most kids haven't recovered. Well, look, folks, the number is 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. What do you think ought to happen to Anthony Fauci? I want to know what you think about this. And you can bring up anything else you want to talk about as well. 888-589-8840. This is Bishop E.W. Jackson in for Abraham Hamilton III. Stand by. We'll be right back.
God Who Speaks is a powerful message on the authority of Scripture in the voices of some of the most respected theologians of our day.
The most historic formula for the Christian church has been this: when the Scripture speaks, God speaks.
The God Who Speaks is a 90-minute documentary which can empower Christians to share our faith and defend the authenticity of the Bible. Available at thegodwhospeaks.org or visit stream.afa.net. Washington Watch with Tony Perkins takes you behind the headlines and soundbites into conversations with leaders and newsmakers. And Washington Watch Weekend Edition features content from the best segments of the week. For many years, Washington Watch has provided in-depth news coverage and insightful analysis from a Christian perspective. And Washington Watch Weekend Edition is a condensed version of the week's coverage. Washington Watch Weekend Edition, now at 5:30 p.m. Central, Saturdays, on American Family Radio.
The Hamilton Quarter podcast and one-minute commentaries are available at AFR.net. Back to the Hamilton Quarter on American Family Radio.
So look, I'm not saying that Anthony Fauci is the Antichrist or anything like that, but it does remind me of the scripture. The number is 888-589-8840. I'll come to the calls in just a second. This scripture in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth that that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. You know, Anthony Fauci, if COVID and Anthony Fauci were a test of America's receptivity to tyranny and to the spirit of the Antichrist as a whole, the country failed. Now, you didn't fail. I didn't fail. Those of us who were standing up saying, no, wait, something's not right here. No. We're not just bowing down to the shot. But most people did happily and criticized those who wouldn't. All right, let's come to your calls. We got full lines here. Let's go to Jerry in Texas. Jerry, welcome.
Hey, brother. It's good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you.
Just, I was reading this ancient text, and inside of that ancient text, it said that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And when I was in that text, it just so happened that Mr. Fauci, the liar and unstable in all his ways, is said, don't wear the mask. And then a week later, he's like, oh, you got to wear the mask.
Mm-hmm.
And so something seemed off. Not only that, you as a Marine and me as an ex-Navy person, we both have the basic CBR, for those that don't, chemical, biological, and radiological warfare. And with it being a biological entity, the thing that told me was the mask that they're presenting is never going to work, because we were told going into desert during the global war on terrorism, you have to have this chemical mask with this filter that will filter out through charcoal and all this other stuff to very, very small microns. So that's all I got, brother. Does he deserve to go to prison? Yes. Will he meet final judgment when he dies? Yes. And I'm thankful that God is the final judge, arbiter of judgment. I'm going to let you go, brother.
Amen. Well, Jerry, listen, comments well spoken, and I think on target. And you're right. I mean, the whole mask thing was such a joke because, right, there's no biological organism that mask, a cloth mask, was going to prevent from being spread. Let's go to Susan in Virginia. Susan, welcome.
Hello, Bishop Jackson. I enjoy talking to you again. Agree with what the guy said that just spoke, because I was a mask tester at the health department, and I retired just in time, so I wasn't forced to get the shot. But many people attacked me when they found out that I did not get it after I left, and that happened to many people. But my question is, if you want to know about Fauci and about the whole incident, I would highly recommend you go to independentmedicalalliance.org, and they used to be FLCCC, and that is how I learned a lot of different things and the treatments.
Mm-hmm.
And he lied about that. I mean, the CDC, which we always followed when they were saying, you know, ivermectin's for a horse. Well, what they were talking about is a paste. And there were people that were going and getting it, and I highly recommend that you do not do that. I mean, but we used to give our refugee clients Stromectil. Stromectil is the brand name, just like if I were telling you, oh, take Tylenol, and you go get acetaminophen. That's Tylenol. It's just the brand name is Tylenol. Once after, I think it's 5 years, the patent wears off, then Walmart can sell it as acetaminophen, whatever. It's the same thing. Ivermectin is the generic for Stromectil. It's been around for 40 years. I, too, had COVID. 3 weeks later, was tested for antibodies and had them, and I didn't really get that sick, but I did take ivermectin. But what my question is, I'm very confused about, and I've studied him, I've read the book, you know, about Anthony Fauci, and I read the latest that came out today on the IMA website. Why are we, first of all, importing any kind of food or medical supplement. It could be vitamins or antibiotics or anything. And having a lab in a communist country, I don't understand that. I mean, I know that Nixon kind of got us doing that, but is there nothing that, I mean, are there no guardrails?
Listen, Susan, I got to move on. The lines are full, but look, that is the question of the ages. Thank you for the call. And look, as far as I am concerned, we shouldn't be. We shouldn't be receiving anything. They're not an adversary, folks, or a competitor. They're an enemy. And we shouldn't be receiving anything from them that is capable of poisoning our people. I mean, imagine that. We're receiving things that we're ingesting from folks who could very easily poison the economic stream of our country by simply introducing stuff that we don't know what they're introducing. And we know that we can't put it past them because they're communists. They don't have a moral code other than to win. Let's go to Sheila, also in Texas. Sheila, welcome.
Hi, Bishop. This is Sheila from Texas. I read RFK Jr.'s book like you did, and boy, was that eye-opening. I wanted to tell you that I actually had a brother back in the 90s that took AZT and almost killed him. Luckily, it didn't because he got off of it. Wow. I also work on a military installation in Texas, and I didn't take the COVID shot. I don't take any vaccines ever, never. I refused to get tested. I ended up wearing the mask. I thought I was going to get fired, but luckily I didn't. But it's amazing how after all this time, all the stuff that has come out with the masking and all that stuff, you still see people wearing masks.
I know.
I'm like, how do you not know by now that those are worthless? And also, Fauci, he should be in prison because he helped develop the hospital protocols that treated all the patients with remdesivir. I don't know if you know about it, that was covered by the CARES Act, so nobody can sue the hospitals for killing their loved ones. They took the remdesivir off the trials of the Ebola trials back in, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, because it was killing more people than it was saving. So he should be in prison. He should be in prison.
I agree, Sheila. Thank you for the call. In fact, who was I talking to? I think I was talking to somebody earlier who said that remdesivir should be called Rem Death Is Near, because that's really what it did. And yet, you know, he pushed all that. And thank you for bringing up, too, because I don't think I had, or if I did, I didn't give it. I gave it fairly short shrift. Nothing angered me more than to take people who were serving our country honorably in uniform, had no blotch on their record, and suddenly turning those people into dishonorable people and threatening them with less than honorable discharges because they wouldn't take a shot. And if I'm not mistaken, about 60,000 of those people were dismissed from the military. Some of them sued later and either got compensated or were reinstated, and President Trump tried to correct a lot of that. But I mean, imagine that, taking decent Americans serving our country honorably and turning them into persona non grata because they wouldn't take this stupid shot. I mean, that to me is despicable. It really is. Thank you for the call, Sheila. Let's go to Jim. I believe Jim is in South Dakota. Jim, welcome.
How's it going, Reverend? This is my take on this whole Fauci thing is, you and I both know that absolutely nothing is going to happen to him because he's protected by the upper class elite and he has money and he can take it. He can lawyer up and fight it for years. But if something were to happen to him, I say he forfeits all royalties, any monies he made from the COVID, and he gets the death sentence to compensate for all the people that he killed indirectly.
Yeah. Well, Jim, thank you for the call. About 1 million people dead. That's why I believe he is guilty of crimes against humanity. And boy, that is a harsh sentence. I'd have to think about that one a little bit, but I'll tell you one thing. I think he would deserve it. I do. I mean, when you're responsible for the deaths of that many people, directly or indirectly, and by the way, that doesn't include all the people who passed away in sorrow and suffering and isolation because they wouldn't even allow their loved ones to see them. I mean, think about that one. You got a loved one who you're trying to nurture and encourage, and you're suddenly told, no, you can't see them anymore. I don't know how many people died in New York, but at one point it almost appeared that Cuomo was going to be indicted for some of the stuff that he pulled. But Fauci, you can multiply that exponentially for the impact that he had, not only on the country, frankly, but on the world, because the whole world was listening to this idiot. So, yeah, let's go to, got a lot of Texans calling today. Let's go to Phil in Texas. Phil, welcome.
Yes, I just want to tell you thank you so much for addressing this. I'm astounded. Nothing has been done all this time about Fauci. He's responsible for so many people and caused so much trouble. I just can't believe nothing was being done. So it kind of encourages me that he's being held accountable. And I thank you for your comments and what you've shared. And I like what the guy said about 2 Corinthians, I think it's 2, 9, and 11, where if they don't have a love of the truth, got to let people believe lies. And that's a lot of people believe lies during that whole COVID thing.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for the call, Phil. Yeah, again, I heard the mantra, well, the science is the science. The science is the science. The science is the science. Believe the science. But, you know, these same people now tell us that gender is not real. You know, so the same people who told us, believe the science. The science is the science. When it comes to gender, even though you've got two genders, XX and XY, at the cellular level, don't believe that. No, don't believe that. No. Believe what somebody says. But when it comes to Anthony Fauci, and, you know, he claiming to be, I represent science. I don't represent this other stuff. I represent science. By the way, you know, we've talked about all the people who died, and obviously that's the worst of it. What about all the people who lost their jobs? What about all the people who got fired because Anthony Fauci put the word out that you've got to get the shot in order to work? And you had people being fired from their jobs, from good jobs, nurses, even some doctors, people who were told you can't work here if you're not willing to get the shot. All the athletes who died of unexpected, inexplicable heart attacks, young athletes who had gotten the shot. I mean, the carnage is far and wide. Okay, let me see if I can get a couple phone calls in here before we have to go. Let's go to Clarita in Louisiana. Clarita, welcome.
Welcome. I listen to you all the time. I just want to say this. I dreamt about the COVID, the disease. And I want to say this. I was told from the heavenly or the Holy Ghost Spirit not to take the shot. But I got sick, not from the COVID. But once you got in the hospital, you had the COVID. And the Cuban doctor finally decided that I didn't need the shot because I wasn't that sick. So I didn't get the shot because of the Holy Ghost telling me not to take it. And I like to say this. Yes, I agree with you with Fauci. And I told the people in the hospital, I said, Fauci is lying. He's too much on the television. He lied. If you were a research person, you'd have been in the lab. And vaccine cannot be put on the market for what 5 or 10 years. And I want to say this, the United States got to do better. There's going to be a nuclear war for us. Do we have any bomb shelters? There's no bomb shelter for us to go to.
All right, Clarita. Clarita, that's going to do it. We've come to the end. You can hear the bumper music. Thank you for the call, Clarita. I hope you're wrong about the nuclear war, at least while we're here. because I don't think a bomb shelter is going to do much in a situation like that. But listen, folks, as always, it's a pleasure. It's an honor. God bless each and every one of you. Keep the faith. You know, look, we know in the end we're going to be fine. Fauci or no Fauci, we're going to be fine because we know in whom we have believed. So stand up, step up, speak up, refuse to back up, because we cannot be defeated if we will not quit, because we are on God's side.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.